the first time I heard that red man expression, I was about 10 years old. Hmm. And then everybody always said Indian. Mm-hmm. And a fellow brought an Indian into the store, and he introduced him to a friend of his, and he says, Ray, I want you to eat meat. My friend, the red man. And then told us his name, Popa Betsy or something like that. Popa Betty. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard it since then?
Oh, a few times. Well, there's a bunch of red men live over here. But it's very seldom ever used. Hmm. Most of the time it's Indians.
Any particular expression for a white person who just doesn't amount to much?
White trash.
Mm-hmm. And a person from the back country who doesn't know very much?
Illiterate, or a backwoodsman, mm-hmm. or white trash, illiterate, backwoodsman. Well, there's another one for people who used to live around the dumps and one thing or another.
Rag picker?
Huh?
Rag picker?
Oh, a bunch of cotton pickers.
Cotton pickers. I know you're a professional now, but what would you call a man who delivers the mail?
Mail carrier. Or a postman.
If someone comes to the door, you're here all alone, and you can't go to the door just then, what would you tell him?
Be with you in a second. Or be with you in a minute. Holler at him. Yes.
And if you wanted to find out the distance from here to Stillwater, what would you ask me?
How far is it from here to Stillwater?
And if we're going someplace together and I start off ahead, what would you holler to me?
I'll be with you shortly.
So, do what?
Well, either wait or go ahead and I'll catch you. Mm-hmm.
Wait what?
Wait a second and I'll be with you.
Wait for me? Wait on me? Or just wait?
Well, ordinarily people say, if you're going ahead and they're a little delayed, they'll say, wait a second. Or, wait for me, I'll be there in a second, or something to that effect.
I was just wondering if I was forcing it then. But I was interested in whether it would be for or on. Of course, it might be there's nothing, as you said the first time. Just wait.
Be with you shortly. Mm-hmm. If I were following you and something happened, and I'd possibly say, well, I'll be with you just shortly.
Mm-hmm. If you're doing something and you want to attract my attention, what would you say?
Look. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Or look here.
And let's see, parts of the body. This is my
head.
What part?
The forehead, bitch.
And which one is this?
That's your right ear.
If I'd let my whiskers grow and had trained them down like this, you'd say I'd grown a
beard.
And this is a
teeth?
And this
tooth?
Mm-hmm. And these teeth sit in my...
In your gums?
Uh-huh. This is my...
Palm of your left hand?
Mm-hmm. These are...
Your fist.
And in here so that it bends...
Are your wrist?
In there there's a...
Joint.
This is my
chest.
These are my
shoulders.
And from here up through here would be my
thigh.